Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. It's been a busy week on the energy front, Representative. I understand that you got to go on a couple of tours. There's some new legislation out there. What's going on relating to energy?
Well, energy is one of our biggest issues that we face, and certainly as Republican chairman of the House Energy Committee, it's something that I'm working on nearly every day. And recently I had the opportunity to tour the Kinzu Dam hydroelectric plant. It's a pumped storage hydro plant. The House Republican Policy Committee traveled to Warren County, and I was glad to join them and tour this facility. The Kinzu hydro plant is a black start facility, which means that if power is needed urgently on the grid, or if there's a failure, a power failure on the grid, that this facility can start immediately and actually re-energize the grid. So it's a very important facility that provides nearly 500 megawatts of power. And for perspective, 500 megawatts can power nearly a million homes. So it's a very significant plan, and I was certainly glad to join my colleagues to tour this very valuable facility. In addition to that, I recently had the opportunity to travel to State College and tour the Penn State University Critical Minerals Lab. This is a facility that takes acid mine drainage and, through a process, removes critical minerals from acid mine drainage. And certainly critical minerals are elements that are important for making a lot of different products, such as batteries and even our cell phones that we use every day. So this is a national security issue, because right now we're too dependent on foreign countries for these critical minerals, and we need to be utilizing minerals that are here in our own country. So it was a very informative tour, and they're certainly doing great work at Penn State University. And there's also a bill that's being considered in Harrisburg that I wanted to talk about. The governor has a six-bill package. It's Governor Shapiro's Lightning Energy bill package. And one of the bills in that package is certainly very relevant for things that are going on here in our region. And House Bill 502 would create a new statewide reset board. Basically, this is a board that would determine the siting location for what's called reliable energy generating facilities. And basically, any developer who would like to develop an energy project could go to this statewide board in Harrisburg and apply for a certificate of reliable energy supply. And if the facility gets this certificate, then no local government can require any approval or any condition on any project. I mean, basically, it takes away all local zoning, all local ordinances, which I think is wrong. I have argued against this bill. I strongly believe in local control. I believe that local communities know best when considering zoning and setbacks and other requirements for projects of this nature. It's interesting that the bill is being pushed most strongly by solar and wind developers. As I said, I've been strongly opposed to it because I believe that our local government officials know best in our community, and I'm going to continue advocating for local control.
And finally, Representative, we want to talk about your last upcoming Senior Expo of the year. Where and when?
I'm looking forward to hosting one last Senior Expo for this year. This is going to be held on Friday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rowlett Fire Hall on River Street in Rowlett. And this is an event that certainly grows every year. We're looking forward to offering information on a wide variety of programs and services. And just to note that my offices in Cowdersport and Bradford will be closed that day because of the Senior Expo. But you can reach out to my office in Kane for assistance, or my office in Harrisburg.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.